when we went in, the whole idea was that we would go in into the islands, evacuate the military personnel, and leave a small garrison in the islands, and retire to the mainland in order to leave the United Nations to decide what to do. And that was, I think, a very sound thing. But things started, you know, this fog of war thing. Honestly, I think that everything could have been prevented up to Belgrano, up to the 2nd of May, you know. And once Belgrano was sunk, well, that sort of thing is, I mean, you know, the retaliation was right following, you know, the Sheffield on the 4th of May, and that in a way put the things very clear in black and white. But of course, it needed to come to an end somehow. I don't know if I thought about that at that time. I was very much following, when I was able to follow them, the things day by day. And in the end, I wouldn't really know what I expected, if you ask me, out of the outcome of all that. I guess there was a light of hope that we could end up without necessarily exhausting our efforts, our military efforts on any side, which would have been fantastic, you know. And, deciding that, okay, let's stop for a moment and think a little bit about it. But it didn't happen. In my opinion, this conflict opened the eyes of many, at least of many in my generation, to the occasional folly of governments, you would say, no? Also to the complexity of international relations, international politics, and to the risks of the game of unleashing war, no?